Well, Pezza, that is most definitely India's day. They started about 150 runs behind in England on the first innings, and then they now need 152 to win the game. So much talk about the last test match of England being in a great position at 2 for 220, chasing in, India's first innings of 450, whatever. And then India just started playing really, really well. Now, of course, we cannot give flowers to India. It's actually all about England. But it felt like today, maybe the opposition just maybe played better cricket today. Now, I want to bring that kind of tone and that kind of energy into this show by ripping into that team straight away. But what do you think, mate? I mean, India have just played outstanding cricket today. Just good stuff.
Hot day. A hot day's test cricket. Like an Indian day's play. What did we see? Stalking and discombobulating the opposition, who are in a position of strength, commanding momentum, utilising it, harnessing it. Mysterious pitch stuff. It was asleep in the morning, and then the commentators are talking about the devil arriving in the afternoon. Umpires, DRS and truck stuff. The Indians started to get their appeals going, like suddenly someone set them alight at a party in a prank gone wrong.
Yep.
You know, Ashwin, Kuldeep, Jadeja, wickets deluxe, Rohit hitting a million full tosses at the end of the day for four, and all of a sudden, India can touch and tickle the balls of the series.
Did you think that the power that brought you here had given up on you? But when would you believe in yourself if not at the finish line? Why hit the brakes when there's still fuel in the tank? Because the power that brought you here is still in you. All you need is a little spark to go like hell. Hell energy.
And at the same time, Pezza, we also had Joel Wilson saying, I think I saw a bit of glove there as the ball rocketed into the glove of Ollie Robinson overturned LBW appeal. So you know what? In many ways, the day has had it all. There's something for everyone. Here's the scores of the day. You know what? Let's start at the end of India's first innings. That feels like it was several moons ago. And that's how I judge time, via moons. Jurel scored 90 today to get India to 307 all out. He was just fantastic. And also good news for India, he's just starting to get those appeals going. You know, it's just starting to get very, very Indian all of a sudden. And now I'm feeling some vibes. I said this previously. I think he shapes up batting-wise like it reminds me of Kohli. So therefore, he'll have a better career and more children than Virat Kohli, of course. Shoaib Bashir finishes with 5 for 119 at the end of the first innings. An absolute day out for him. He was fantastic into England's second innings, and it's the innings that is going to define the match. Ashwin does wonders at the top there. He gets Duckett, he gets Pope the next ball. That wicket then meant that he now overtakes Kumble as the leading wicket taker for Tests in India. We'll talk about that in a second. Root trapped LBW. Bairstow chipped one off Jadeja to Pattadar, the first ball after tee. Ben Stokes gave rise to another staring contest with the pitch after one kept low again from Kuldeep Yadav. Folks, was the last chance for England to build a total to get the chasing, the fourth innings chase over 200, but he was caught and bowled. Then the next ball, Anderson was caught behind for Ashwin's fifer. That's what happened in the third innings. And then as we see in the fourth innings of the game, Rohit Sharma and Jaiswal, 24 and 16 red respectively. Joe Root opened the bowling. Hartley and Bashir got a couple of overs, or one over for Bashir at the end there. That's what's happened in the day's play. But Pezza, let's talk about the first thing here, and it's Ashwin and Kuldeep. Oh, it was everything that you want to experience and feel as an opposition fan, I would imagine, playing against India, because it was spin, it was tricks. I'm getting slow-mos. I'm seeing like golden verbiage on cricket balls that are spinning in this crazy way that I'm feeling hypnotized. You know, I'm getting vertigo. It's hypnosis. It's wrists. It's tricks. It's release. Make of that what you will, but it was sumptuous at best.
Yeah, man. The aesthetic was exactly what India and non-England fans, whomever they may be, needed at that moment in time. Because although India had fought back with the bat manfully, whatever the fuck that means, One would still have England in front by virtue of literally having more runs than India and not having to bat last. But so really, it was like cometh the hour, cometh the spin kings. I mean, for Ashwin, Kuldeep,
cometh my face.
Cometh my face. For Ashwin, Kuldeep, and Jadeja, I wondered whether they would have been extra chastened by the fact that they had in the first innings, I think it's fair to say, been outbowled by two young, inexperienced, non-Indian spinners who attacked the stumps, got more out of the deck than the three experienced guys had. And so when we looked, you know, we got to the third innings and there is Ashwin to take the first fucking ball of the innings and you can see the SG gold lettering on it. You're like, oh, here we fucking go. Now we're talking. Now the big boys arrive. And arrive they did. I mean, Ashwin got the tamasha going. It's two for spit pretty early. He's on a hat trick. All sorts of shit's going on. You know, I'm looking at Ben Duckett, you know, trying to reverse sweep Ashwin from outside, Jadeja from outside the left-hander's leg stump, you know, in his self-announced repertoire of 10 sweeps. That must have been the 11th. Respect to Zach Crawley, quietly having a quite an influential series.
Yeah, good 60.
Yeah. Real good. And then Kuldeep, mate, like, who really got into his work into the afternoon. Like, Ashwin obviously finishes with 5. He gets the flowers and the most wickets. But Kuldeep's 4, right? And, like, yep. Kuldeep gets into a kind of a beast mode from time to time where, like, that wrist is, like, violently cocked as he's coming in and he's twirling the arms, he's leaping with purpose, he's grunting like Nadal upon release and he's thumping that front foot on the deck like a quick. You can hear it through the stump mic and you can, you know, like, you could almost hear the ball fizzing through the air when he's letting go of it. And I do recall when he took 5 for at the SCG a couple of years ago how much it meant to him that Warne congratulated him. Like, it just had the aggression of the wrist spinner's release had a little bit of like a worn energy to it to me this afternoon. So yeah, I just thought he bowled really well. And yeah, like the Indian team again, you know, at their moment of need when they were just on the canvas, just on the ropes, their old boys stood up for them, just as Rohit did in the last test at the very last moment as well. So class shone through. Some weird shit happened at the end where in England added like 25 runs in 20.5 overs for the loss of 5 wickets after tea. Cool. I don't know, they're just playing to their strengths, and that's baseball. And yeah, like India are 40 without loss after like 6 overs. So I don't know.
Charlie, you can just put up the bowling card for the third innings of the game, England's second innings, where Ashwin finishes 5 for 51, Kuldeep 4 for 22. In that moment, it just felt like it was always going to, like, there was, it became an event every ball kind of stuff, which is really what you want Test cricket to be in India. Like, that's what you want. You want some conjecture. You want blokes fucking throwing their hands up in the air. You want batters staring at the deck. You want disbelief in the eyes of confused batsmen. Like, that's what you really want. I want to be able to try and read the gold writing on the cricket ball. The violence of the ball actually spinning the same way of Ashwin and Kuldeep being a wrist spinner and a finger spinner. Like, the violence you sort of understand from Kuldeep. I would love to shake the mitt. I want to shake his hand because I feel like it's going to be shaking the hand of, like, if you bought a foam finger at an American sports event, it'd be shaking that. It's got to be tickling your elbows, those digits, you know, in that handshake. But Ashwin, like, the violence for finger spin and the rhythmicness of the cricket ball is just, I mean, you know, as a neutral, like, what do I care? But, I mean, fuck, it's good to watch. I mean, when it happens to my team, I think it's fucking bullshit, personally speaking. But when it's against England, I'm like, oh, no, this is too good to be true. Give me more, Ravi. You know what I mean? As I mentioned earlier, when he picked up Pope, first ball, LBW. We're going to get onto the tech in a second. But that meant he passed Anil Kumble for the most test wickets in India. So that's I'm sure that's an incredibly proud achievement. Maybe been slightly under. There's obviously been some family stuff in the background because he missed part of the third test match. But I mean, everything that's already been said about the guy, good and bad, has already been said. But fucking hell, man, what a bowler. Should we talk about the second thing today, Pez, which is the tech? Now, obviously, we know that the tech has been making mistakes consistently. We know that to be a fact, according to some people. Now, this piqued my interest, Pez. Michael Vaughan tweeted, interested to know why we haven't seen many replays of the Root dismissal. Surely it's the main moment of the inning so far, so we should be seeing it a lot more. Dot, 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 asking for a friend, dot, 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 hashtag India England, just in case people needed context. Now, he also got in touch with BBC Sport via live text, BBC Sport then posted this on their Instagram. And Michael Vaughan said this, the Root dismissal was a shocker for the technology. Over half looked to have pitched outside leg stump, but it came up red. Now, this is in relation to, it was Ashwin bowling around the wicket. Joe Root sort of went to turn the ball square to the leg side. It was a full ball. It just pitched in line of leg stump, hit him in leg, and was also the third red. It was originally given not out. Now, I'm also going to get Charlie to put this image up on screen, which is the image of the DRS ball where the ball is pitched. And if you want to pause the video right now, you can. You can zoom in and actually see that more than half the ball had pitched in line. So according to that image, which we know has been doctored, we know that's a lie. We know it's Photoshop. But according to that image, no one has made a mistake here. But of course, once again, we know that the BCCI is doing some underhanded witchcraft here. But I want to talk about a Pez in the sense that, fuck me. If I'm batting and obviously I was never out. We know that as well. Like, I was never out, and you're allowed to be disappointed when you're out. But fucking hell, man, like the whinging going on about fucking umpires' call and like these minuscule moments which go one way sometimes, then they go the other way. This is just what cricket has always fucking been, and now we're trying to get perfection, even though we know there is built into the technology is that it is not perfect, and so there is a margin of error. We know this. It goes both ways every single fucking test match, but fucking hell, man, the whinging. But of course, we're not talking about it. So, am I winding myself up? Am I winding myself up, Pezza?
No, I don't think so. There's a verification going on with this shit. Mm. And it is clear from, like, to me that England have been aggrieved on several occasions now. So it almost seems to be a pattern of distrust around umpires' calls that don't go their way. Not every single umpire's call that goes their way, but there does seem to be like a lot of body language to that effect, and there have been words said to that effect as well. Yeah. And it is pretty grim to be continually raising it, I reckon. And on this occasion, I agree with you. We're talking in the realm of there and thereabouts. You know, it was pretty much there. You know, and you just got to go with it now. Obviously, there's some truck stuff going on when the appeal goes up and the BCCI has a line into the truck and things, images are doctored, and that's a different issue. Like fucking hell, truck stuff. It's like the tennis, you know, like how much of the ball is hitting the ground. A tennis ball is rubber with felt. A cricket ball is cork and leather. Does it squeeze into the ground like a tennis ball? Does it make a shadow? Mm. Is it a matter of percentage? Is it a matter of fact? Was it there and thereabouts? It's almost like sometimes you get luck and sometimes you don't. What does a hug feel like? Mm. What does it feel like to have the tender touch of a woman?
If you do know what that's like, please do let us know in the comments. Now, I should say at this point, obviously, we are Australians, therefore we support that team sometimes, and we have guys in our team historically and even currently that fucking carry on. And I've got to say, on this channel, we are the fucking first people to call that out as being rubbish. So, you know, this doesn't feel like a glasshouse situation. I just want to get that off my chest. But obviously, he who doth protest too much is like, whoa, okay, mate, wow. Just calm rattled. Down. You're getting a little defensive there about that. Yeah, rattled, like, of course, yeah. And of course, and we're actually going on about something that no one's even talking about. So what are you guys even doing?
Free.
All that kind of gear. Okay, Pezza, we'll get into the third thing now, and that is that India sets sail. I mentioned before that Rohit Sharma and Jaiswal are 24 red and 16 red respectively, going along at a nice enough clip, and I'll be the cricket police on that one, and I'll be the arbiter of which clip is and isn't acceptable. Eight overs, bowled 40 runs on the ball. That's round about exactly 5 runs and over. Joe Root bowling 4 overs, Hartley 3, Shoaib year one. 152 runs needed tomorrow. 192 is the official target for India to win the game and the series. I get the feeling, though, man, like there is going to be a moment. If I was Ben Stokes, and obviously I like to think that I am sometimes, I would be saying to them, there's going to be a moment where we're in the game, you know, and it's just, it feels like it's going to be real hard to get to start your innings, as despite some of these Indian batters might be better suited to playing the conditions than what the England guys were today. But I get the feeling like it's, India's not going to win the game by 10 wickets. There, I said it. What do you think?
Mate, massive call. I want to start, like, my answer to that by going back to the start of the day with a little moment that might please some and not others, because I do think it has made a significant, it had had a significant impact on the amount of runs that India is chasing. I don't know if you caught this, but wouldn't have been too long into the day, Jarrell just getting into his work, getting so good, Jarrell, that I kind of want to get around his first name as well, Dhruv Jarrell. Am I getting that right? Feels good when you roll it off the tongue. He slapped one straight to Ollie Robinson and the bloke was asleep and it just went through his hands. And I just want to say, obviously that is, that was a red hot chance that he was asleep for. And the TV director, for whoever's doing this series, I think it's Gio, someone will correct me, well, they didn't miss, mate. You're talking about straight shots of Robinson for the next 15 minutes every time Jarrell hit a boundary. You're talking about background shots of Robinson when they're, you know, focusing on anybody else. You're talking about Jarrell walking off the field, obviously a bit disconsolate for missing out on his 100, but to the global applause, you know, both at the ground and around the world, and then the camera panning to Robinson in the background as he walks off, just deep. Not miss
with some of his old tweets as well on the bottom.
I'm just saying, like, given that he hasn't really he batted well in the first inning, so he's contributed to the game, no doubt about it. Importantly, but the bowling has the bowling, even for Ollie Robinson's standard, is super unders. I mean, even I'm only paraphrasing Ali Martin, but Ali Martin quote tweeted something from Wisden today that was, which was Ollie Robinson, who does some work for Wisden, praising Jasprit Bumrah's slower ball and saying he's been learning to bowl it himself. And Ali wrote, "Yeah, almost exclusively today." just saying, Robinson could prize the game open tomorrow, obviously, but that was huge. And just the way that it went through the hands, it didn't look like it just had to, it was too hot. It looked like a guy that wasn't quite there. And he, as the commentators picked up, high traffic zone, the next over he was straight out of there and Stokes was in there. So like just, and Ravi Shastri pointed out at that very moment, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself here, but he just said like little moments like that can make all the difference in the result of a test match. You know, when Ravi says that with the guttural voice. Anyway.
I think in terms of a production element, the only thing that would have really rounded that off from an Indian sense would be I'd bring up like Bubba Azam's stats and show that he's out of form. Just any sort of stats would sort of indicate that he's struggling at the moment. Zimbabar, of course. The thing with Ollie Robinson is he's doing it to himself a bit, isn't he? Oh. Like, you know, it's he's allowed to do whatever he wants with his hair, but he's obviously bringing attention to himself. Haircuts. You know.
But haircuts, it's, you know, phones.
Well, it's some commentary around that. It's general attitude, it's vibe, you know. It's it's going to be, as an Australian, it's going to be a long time living in the memory of him bowling off spin in sunglasses in the second Ashes test match, you know. And so I'm just saying it's an output. It's an energy being put out that is like, okay, you are allowed to do whatever you want. It's going to draw some criticism if you're not fucking spot on. So anyway, look, he's probably okay, but geez, he makes it easy, doesn't he, sometimes. Should we do hashtag RCGC? Yes. Okay, this was left in the comments from Jarena Miraz. Definitely got that wrong. And he or she or they said, why do they keep changing the definition of Bazball on us? Why does Jaiswal end up being the only Indian top-order batsman with any consistency in the series? Why does Sam Perry have a thinner stubble all of a sudden? Why is Ian Higgins wearing an Ace Ventura shirt? When are we seeing an Australian Ace Ventura remake starring Ian Higgins? These are the questions going through my mind. Hashtag AskTGC. Now, the comments section lit up with replies for that one, so please do get your comment in, and we'll read in your hashtag AskTGC tomorrow, at the end of tomorrow's day's play. Tomorrow's day play. Now, that's not right either. Fuck, wow, can't talk. So there you go, Pez. What do you want to pick up with that? Why are all these things happening to that particular commenter?
I don't know. For starters, they do seem loosely connected at best. They seem like a stream of consciousness.
Yes.
If we went one by one, why do they keep changing the definition of Bazball on us? Because it's a malleable concept that suits the interests of the powerful. That's just common political science. Why does Jaiswal end up being the only Indian top order batsman with any consistency in the series?
He's playing quite well.
No one has his backstory. Why does Sam Perry have a thinner stubble all of a sudden? Now, I don't know what the comment said after that. Obviously, that's the most important question here. Can you help me there? He goes like, "What's a thinner stubble?" Because for me, I'm very conscious and I'm very happy to talk about a thinning hairline, which is what I wouldn't give for it to be thin. It's just dead follicles on my head, the end of the follicle. But a thinner stubble, are we saying it's just been, please don't tell me the answer is I shaved it.
No. I think once again this is truck stuff, Pezzo. I think some stuff's happening in the truck at TGC.
What's a thinner stubble? My hair used to be thicker.
Yeah, maybe you've just trimmed it. I mean, I think we need to go into the weeds, pardon the pun of this, but
I don't understand.
I think someone's been either smoking or drinking whilst consuming this show, which, by the way, we recommend whilst consuming all of this dumb shit. But I mean, this could just be a thing of just being lost into your soul. Perhaps just looking deep into those wonderful pearls of wisdom behind the old eyes there.
Let's get on to the big double question.
Okay.
Why is Ian Higgins wearing an Ace Ventura shirt? When are we seeing an Australian Ace Ventura remake starring Ian Higgins?
Obviously offers are on the table at the moment. We're just sort of sorting out a few things. I just always enjoy the category of why do you look like that? I just enjoy the why do you look like that generally. And then having the thought of just like, well, I better punch that into the old keyboard there, better lick the old fingertips and just go blah, blah, blah. And that's how people live their life. And so I enjoy that generally speaking. Let us know in the comments why you look like that. Are India going to win this game by 10 wickets tomorrow? Have I made more mistakes in this show or this test match than ever before? I guess we're going to find out. We'll see you guys on the internet tomorrow. Cheers.